This is Tony Stark Advises the Avengers, a Marvel 616 fanfic written by Copper Badge and read by Rena Jenkins as Kamala Khan,
Patika as Tony Stark,
Vasilady as Sam Wilson, Captain America,
Miss Marina 95 as Miles Morales,
and Black Glass as Sam Alexander.
With additional tags for Team Miss Family, Dad Tony Stark, Mentors, Pining, Female Character of Color, Canon Character of Color, Texting. Series of images. A text conversation between Ms. Marvel and Tony Stark, who in Ms. Marvel's phone is called Mr. Iron Man. The time is 8:22 p.m. Hey, Tony, can I ask you a personal question?
You can ask. I might not answer.
You don't drink, right? What do you do when someone keeps offering you a drink?
I'm the most famous alcoholic in the world. Anyone who offers me a drink at this point is a douchebag. I make a note to ban them from my presence, which I can do, because I'm Iron Man.
Okay, but say they were a friend and didn't mean any harm.
Is someone pressuring you, Eminem?
Eminem? Oh, OMG, that is my superhero nickname. It's so cute! I mean, no, not really. Just parties, you know?
I do know. I used to get a Coke or a ginger ale and just let everyone assume it was spiked. Bring some apple juice, put it in a solo cup.
That works?
More or less. And if I have a rough time saying no, I call my sponsor. Which you don't need. But if you need to call an adult who won't flip out, I am really good at not flipping out.
So, like, I could call you for realsies?
For realsies. But also, you know, I have found that Doombot party crashers make a great distraction. So if you can arrange for some Doombots to show up, that helps too.
Is that something I should be able to arrange?
I usually find it happens regardless. Victor has a great sense of timing. Hey, Eminem, promise me you'll call.
Thanks, I promise. OMG, Eminem, I'm telling Carol!
I did not create this monster, but I feel I may have brought it to life.
Do I read? Series of images. A text conversation between Nova and Tony Stark, who in Nova's phone is called Tony S. The time is 9:41 a.m. All girls hate me. All girls everywhere.
Lord, you work fast. When I was your age, only about 3 in 10 girls hated me.
It's not funny.
It's actually super hilarious, Sam, but I appreciate you aren't old enough to have a good statistical sample yet. Okay, tell me which girl in particular represents all women in hating you.
I just can't do anything right around her.
So, there is a girl. You're a teenager. Making mistakes is basically your job.
When you were my age, you were dating supermodels.
I see you have read the fierce debates about the editing of my Wikipedia page.
But it's true, right?
Yes, and some of them, most of them, were mistakes.
They were supermodels.
It's like talking to one giant hormone. Listen to me and my 25 years of dating. If you really can't do anything right around her, then she's wrong for you. The right person for you will be someone who appreciates you for who you are. So here are Tony Stark's rules of dating. TM, don't share these. I might write a book.
There are rules?
1, be yourself. You might as well be rejected for who you are as for who you're pretending to be. 2, if she's not interested, leave immediately to find someone who is. 3, a cool car never hurts. 4, never date other superheroes. 5. Always have one exception to number 4. 6. Sex and dating aren't everything. Have a cool job and a rich fantasy life. There. I think that's everything.
Have an exception to number 4?
Oh God, really? Already?
Who's yours?
A gentleman never pines and tells, Sam.
Will you introduce me to a supermodel?
No.
Would you introduce me to She-Hulk?
Swing for the fences, Sam, but still no.
A series of images. A text conversation between Spider-Man and Tony Stark, who in Spider-Man's phone is called Mentor. The time is 12:20 p.m.
Hey, are we still on for tutoring this afternoon?
Yeah, but I might be late. Gonke and I have a thing.
A thing?
It's a Lego thing. I don't even know if I can explain it, but I definitely don't want to. Actually, I have a question. How much do you know about law stuff?
I used to be Secretary of Defense for the United States.
Yeah, but like, criminal law.
Are you in trouble, Miles?
I'm brown, male, and 16.
I take your point.
Mom keeps flipping out about my safety. From cops. And she doesn't even know about the superhero thing. Like, what if a cop decides he's gonna take on Spider-Man?
Listen, I'm sure your parents have told you what to do. Just do what you have to not get shot. If you get locked up, call me and I will personally bail you out.
It's some bullshit though, Tony. You know it is.
Yeah, it is. At least you're more bulletproof than the average kid.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
No, it just makes me worry less.
You worry about me?
I worry about all of you. I cultivate an air of casual detachment because I'm very cool. But I'm also constantly worried about everything. All the time. And right now, you three are at the top of my list.
You don't have to.
No, but I will continue regardless. Look, you should talk to Big Sam about this. He's going to have a more useful perspective than I will. He's also an activist. He can probably hook you up with some police protest groups.
Would he do that?
He wouldn't have joined the team if he wasn't interested in keeping all of you safe. Or possibly he thinks I'm a terrible influence, which, that's legit.
You're not a bad influence.
Well, thanks. But you're young and have yet to see me make an epic mistake.
Does that happen often?
Feels like just about every summer. I'll let you know if I feel one coming on. Anyway, I'll see you for tutoring. Stay safe. Have fun at the Lego thing. Tell Gonke not to buy anything just for the minifig. He can get them cheaper at cons in a few months.
I am surrounded by nerds.
Series of images. A text conversation between Captain America and Tony Stark, who in Captain America's phone is called Tony Stark. The time is 9:46 p.m.
Children are exhausting. How do people who procreate do this 24/7?
Kids keeping you up, Tony?
Funny.
What's the problem?
What isn't? Kamala's dealing with peer pressure. Little Sam is crushing on Kamala and is failing so hard it's audible. Spidey Jr. has a very justified fear of being shot by the police.
That is a lot. You want me to talk to Spider-Man?
Bird emoji. Flag emoji.
I told him to talk to you, so enjoy that, I guess.
I feel pretty good about being a role model, actually. What did you tell the others?
I told Kamala to call me if she needs a grown-up who won't lose his shit, and I gave Little Sam my rules for dating.
Nice. Did you give him the always have an exception rule?
Yes. His exception appears to be Kamala.
God, they start young. Mine's always been Monica.
Rambo, I can see that.
What's yours? Wait, no. Let me guess. Steve Rogers.
Everyone but Steve Rogers. And apparently Little Sam knows it's Steve Rogers.
You want to get dinner, man? You sound tired.
Yes, I do. The diner? You fly, I'll buy.
You're never not going to find that funny, are you?
The end!
Yeah, it is.
Okay, well.
She's going to listen to quite a bit of us.
So this should go to me or to you for editing?
I'll edit. It's like you're volunteering me. Do you know how slow I am?
All right. So this is Tony Stark advises the Avengers. Please send the audio file to Rena Jenkins.
Disregard right. The first minute of this.
You'll figure out who it is. All right. Intro. Anyone want to do the author's notes? Do we care about the author's
no.
notes?
No. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
The author is dead. But not really. We like you, Sam.
We do.
This is going in the outtakes, isn't it? I'm the only one that screwed up so far.
It's only been two of us.
I feel pressure. Little Little Kamala is falling.
Stop. Take a breath. Just take a few breaths. It's fine.
Okay.
That is a lot. You want me to talk to Spider-Man? Tweet, tweet.
America.
Everyone but Sam Rogers and...
Steve. Sam Rogers is a good one too, though. I'll take it. Acceptable. Excellent.
Thank you for letting me be part of this.
Thank you for everybody. Yeah.
I don't know how you... I think it's... I don't know.
The red recording.